All right, welcome to the Simple Man Radio NFL Week 8 Midweek Pick'em Show. We got 8 games we're going to pick. It's me, Cam, Zach. We talk a little bit about the World Series, a little bit. And we talk about Chad Kelly and why you shouldn't judge him, because sometimes the best of people do what he did. Represented by Wagon Enterprises. Now, what did Mama tell you?
Well, Mama told me sit beside me, my only son, and listen closely to what I say. And if you do this, it'll help you some sunny day. I it will.
All right, welcome to the NFL Week 8 midweek pick'em show. We're already at week 8, boys and girls. The season's flying by. Yes, before sir. We get to that, game 2 of the World Series is over. The Red Sox are up
2-0. Pretty much the World Series is over.
It's not. You know what they say.
It's over.
It's not a series until somebody loses at home. Dodgers going back to LA. I'm calling Dodgers in 6.
Playing in the warm weather. They're going to go play in some warm weather.
Yeah, I'll be honest, the Red Sox do look good. But they're also losers. Like they're still chanting about the Yankees, saying, like, Yankees suck, yeah, and then singing the Frank Sinatra songs. Like, why are you so obsessed with us that you beat us 2 rounds ago and you're still talking about us? Like, this, like, get over it. You beat us 2 rounds ago. You're in the World Series playing for a championship, and you're just – still obsessed about beating us in a 5-game series. I mean, how much more of a loser can you be?
Well, they beat you, so I guess that makes you.
But they still care about us. That's like the Patriots winning the Super Bowl being in the Super Bowl and chanting, Titans suck, Titans suck. Like, dude, you beat them in the second round. Like, why are you obsessed with them? They have nothing to do with what's going on right now.
You ever, like, have an ex-girlfriend and then, like, you upgrade to a better girlfriend and then a lot of times you just got to throw shade at your ex-girlfriend?
That's actually like, true. That's actually true.
Yeah, you throw shade by showing off what you're doing now. Instead, you wouldn't be – you'd be like, I'm so happy with this – my love, instead of being like, Jessica sucks. Jessica sucks.
Got a point.
Post it all on Facebook right there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just showing off the glam. I'm looking at the TV right now. It's on Fox, the local news, because the baseball game just ended, and we have like millions of dead fish in Melbourne.
Oh yeah, again? It's pretty bad over here. Yeah.
They're all dead on the shore.
It's on Cocoa as well. I think Cocoa Beach was pretty bad too at one point.
Yep, that's where I live.
Is that brown or whatever that's what it's called?
Frickin' Trump killed all the fish.
Sure did.
Frickin' Trump and Obama working together to kill the fish. Again.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's get to the NFL picks, boys and girls.
Yes, sir.
We're going to start off in Houston for our Thursday night game of the week. It's a revenge game for Brock Osweiler, even though it's more of a revenge game for the Texans for paying Brock Osweiler. Dolphins got 40 votes. Texans got 46. The fans go with the Texans. Zach, who are you going with?
I'm going to go with Brock Osweiler and the Dolphins. I don't think Deshaun Watson is going to be able to play to his fullest. And, I don't know. Usually Brock Osweiler, he's beaten the Colts a lot for some reason. So I always just see him do well for some reason. So I'm just going to go with him.
Yeah, Brock Osweiler has beaten the Colts because the Colts suck.
Better than the Giants.
I don't know why you're bringing up the Giants. We're not talking about the Giants.
We're not talking about the Colts either, buddy.
Well, you brought them up.
I brought up the Giants.
Let me pick the game, please. Deshaun Watson, he doesn't have to travel on a 12-hour bus ride. He doesn't have to worry about playing.
Mm-hmm.
Defensive ends hitting him at full speed.
It's an early week.
It's like you said, early week, Thursday night game. The Texans are at home. The
see Dolphins how they're preparing for it.
Have Brock Osweiler, who's not good. Like, let's stop pretending he's good because they beat the Bears in one game. Texans are going to win this game. Easy.
I don't know about that.
Well, why don't you explain your pick, Cam?
For me, man, I know Deshaun Watson is going to be using his legs a lot now. So I know he was using against us last week when he was running over the Jaguars. But I'm definitely going Miami, man. I think Houston is not as good as everybody think they are. But I will say what was it, Hoskins? His main wide receiver, I forgot his dang name already.
Hopkins? What's his
name? Hopkins. Man, he's phenomenal. He's definitely one of the top receivers in the league. But I feel like Deshaun Watson is using his leg too much, and he's going to get hit a little too much after that, and he's going to end up going out, man. I tell you.
All right, so we got a split. All right, next game. Mm-hmm. It's all London. London game of the week.
London.
The Jaguars playing at their home stadium where they're undefeated. Blake Bortles, he got benched last week. I mean, little trouble in London. They're facing off against the defending Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles. So the listeners gave the Eagles 52 votes, the Jags 36. I think it's the first game the listeners didn't pick the Jags. That being said, Cam, you're our Jags analyst. Take it away.
Well, definitely. But yeah, I'm going with the Jags, man. Of course. Why not? I mean, just because he got benched doesn't mean anything. I know Doug Marrone already said that he's going to put Bortles in. He's a starting quarterback. But I don't know. I mean, they just need to get everything together, man, because it's not running with the offense right now. I don't know if it's the O-line is making the defense look bad right now. They're making them, like, dropping defense-wise. So, yeah, definitely going with the Jags, man. I feel like they're undefeated in London, too. So, it's all going to be good.
All right, Zach, who do you got?
Jags are undefeated so far in London. They're going to get handed their first loss this weekend. Like I said last week, good teams tend not to lose two times in a row. So I'm going to pick the Eagles.
Wrong. The Jaguars are the kings of London.
Yes, they are.
That's a better home stadium than Jacksonville. Blake Bortles, he's always just turns up against in London. He's got a little chip on his shoulder because he was benched. He's going to be working so he doesn't get his job stolen by Cody Kessler and have people in Jacksonville saying, we need to sign Colin Kaepernick. You don't want to deal with that, Cam. Mm-hmm. We're borderline about to deal with it in New York. That being said, I'm going Jags. Blake Bortles rebounds back in London with all his London homies. So let's move on to the next game.
Yeah.
I want to talk about this because things are starting to get ugly. The Giants versus the Redskins. The listeners gave the Redskins 53 votes. They gave the Giants 46. The Giants are getting rid of everybody. We traded Eli Apple to the Saints. Mm-hmm. We traded Damon Harrison to the Lions. We're probably going to have more trades by the time this game goes on. Monday Night Football was atrocious. We're having a fire sale. Nobody believes in anything. And I hate to do this, guys.
Oh, you won't.
He's not doing it.
I hate to do it, guys. But Giants win.
Oh, I already knew that.
Zach, who do you got in this game?
I'm going to go with the Redskins, man. Like you said, nobody believes in anything. We get traded. But the things that don't make sense about me about those trades is they're not trading, like, heavy cap hits. You think, you know, if they're doing a fire sale, they're getting rid of players that would be heavy against the cap. But it is what it is.
Damon Harris.
I don't think Pat Shurmur has a control
contract.
Well, it's only $5 million against the cap, though, for 2019.
2019.
Anyway, I'm going to go with the Redskins, man. I think their Adrian Peterson is going to be running all over you guys.
For sure.
Snacks in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Cam,
With that being said, definitely the same thing. I think the Redskins are going to pull this one out. I just feel like they're using Saquon too much. They have no other offense at this point. I mean, they're pulling out everything to book. Like I told you last time, they're going to pull the tight end end around.
They actually did the freaking tight end end around.
I can't tell you, but I don't know if it's Eli OBJ or just who is it? Is it the O-line? Like, what's going on?
It's a combination of the O-line and Eli.
We might as well. We oh, might as well
dude,
take
you guys way overpaid, Solder.
We know. Kerrigan McFarland said it 25 times.
How many? What's the over under on Kerrigan's strip sacks this week?
There is none because he's not getting any. Let's stop making stupid bets. Let's just talk about the game.
You're stupid.
All right, that's it. You guys are haters and losers. I wish there were many. Giants are going to win this and make you all look so stupid. You're going to look you're going to look like idiots.
All right, next for that number one pick with Oakland.
You know what? I'm picking the Colts when we get to that game, but I'm really close to changing that.
No, stick with your gut now. Come on.
All right. This means I'll take over first place.
No. Let's not jump into subject. I'm sticking in first.
You guys are making me so freaking mad right now. All right, let's get into this game. This one should be a good one. I still haven't made my decision up on it. Ravens, 41 votes. Panthers, 53. It's in Carolina. Cam, why don't you start us off on this one?
I'm going to have to go with the Ravens on this, man. I feel like their defense is starting to get back to what they usually used to do, that top-notch defense. But it's going to be a good combination with the Bucs. I mean, going against Evans, Jackson.
They're playing the Panthers.
Oh, the Panthers. My bad. Excuse me. I'm thinking they're playing the Bucs. But, yeah, I'm still going with the Ravens no matter what. I mean, like I said, Cam Newton still going to be throwing. McCaffrey, definitely the utility player. But I'm going with the Ravens, man. Their defense is top-notch. I feel like they're on the way.
All right. Zach, who do you got?
Man, me and Cam are on the same wavelength this week. I don't know if that's a good or bad thing.
It is a good thing, but I'm still going to be in first, though, probably.
I'm going to go with the Ravens as well. And the Panthers barely pulled it off against the Eagles last week. Yep. So.
Yeah. I think the Panthers have they've struggled on offense, and their defense hasn't been great. They gave up points to us, to other teams. They've been really inconsistent. They're coming.
Struggling so bad, they gave up points to the Giants.
Is this a Giants bashing show? Or?
Hey, man, I'm telling you, I live it's just the way you said it. The Jaguars, man.
Yeah. It's just the way you said it. It's like the defense has not been playing so well. They've been giving up points to us.
I tell you what, in a week where Blake Bortles was benched, you guys are sure – throwing a lot of shots.
Well, we're still going to start him as well, so it doesn't really matter. We're undefeated in London. I'm telling you right now.
We already talked about the Jacksonville game.
All right, keep going.
Carolina is inconsistent. The Ravens are going to be pissed off because of how they lost that game against the Saints. So that being said, I'm going with the Ravens as well, guys. So everybody but the listeners pick the Ravens. All right, this next game.
Some listeners are dumb.
Bucks at Bengals. Bengals coming off a horrible loss to the Chiefs. Bucks coming off of a win against the Browns. Nothing to be proud of, Bucks fans. Tim, if you're listening, my roommate, don't be excited.
Blockbuster trade.
JPP. DRC. All right. 41 votes for the Bucks, 52 for the Bengals. I'll start off. I got Bengals easy in this game. They're going to be mad. I think they're a good team. The Bucs just aren't. And like I said, they came off a 45-10 loss. That offense is going to be kicking. Vontaze Burfict is probably going to kill Jameis Winston. Not even like figuratively, like literally might just like stomp his face to death because that's the kind of guy he is, a guy I love. I love it. So I'm going Bengals in this one. Zach, who do you got?
Man, it's hard not to pick the Bengals in this matchup. Like you said, you pretty much summed it up. You said the Bengals are a good team and the Bucs just aren't. So against the Bengals in this game, I mean they barely beat the Browns last week. So if that says anything.
Cam, who do you got?
Yeah, man, I'm gonna agree with you guys on this one. Bengals all the way. I definitely think they have one of the best offenses in the league. I feel like they still have struggling with the quarterback situation in the Bucs. So. I don't know. I mean, I feel like they should go back to Ryan, man. They should go back to Ryan to start, but I'm going with the Bengals.
I don't hate it. Get rid of Jameis. Go back to Fitzpatrick.
Go back to Fitzpatrick,
Move on from Jameis. And move on.
Move it on up. All right. Next game.
Trade him to the Giants.
Next game, a battle for possibly the top pick in the draft. Raiders versus Colts. Raiders got 30 votes.
The Colts. I thought you were about to say Raiders versus Giants. My bad.
The Colts. No, you didn't think that because we already talked about the Giants. So you're lying. We don't. We pride ourselves on.
I don't know, Bobby. You're pretty dumb, Bobby. I don't know.
You want to lie about this? We don't want liars. Okay. So I'm not going to lie about the votes. I could just say, oh, yeah, Raiders won the vote, but they didn't. Raiders 30, Colts 68. Zach, you are a loser Colt analyst. Take us away.
Come on, man. We got Jack Doyle probably going to come back. Gathers is about to come back. Marlon Mack came back in a big way last week. This isn't even going to be a competition. Colts are going to take it, and they're going to take it hard.
All right, Zach, just name three guys that nobody outside of Indianapolis knows.
About to know him. About to know him, son.
Mm-hmm. Cam, who do you got in this one?
Man, I've been picking the Colts for the past 8 weeks now, so I am going to stick with my gut and go with the Colts just because they're in our conference, and I want them to beat the Texans because I hate the Texans. Not that I like the Colts.
You keep getting the Raiders wrong. They're playing the Raiders.
Oh, wait, what are you – the Colts, that's what I'm saying. I'm picking the Colts for this, not that the – I'm saying I want them to beat
– You're talking about Texans. In the division.
Yes, exactly. I want them to beat the Texans in the division because, one, I hate the Texans, but I don't like the Colts either, but I feel like they're going to beat the Raiders in this, so it'll be good to go.
Tell you what, man, the Colts, they're going to – the season goes along. We've had a lot of turnover the last 2 years, and it's now starting to gel together under our new coach, over our new coach staff. It's going to get better as the season goes along.
Yeah, I just want to see how long Luck is going to be there for. That's the only problem with that.
Yeah, I want to see if Andrew Luck's ever going to throw again. Has Andrew Luck thrown this year?
No, he hasn't. We had a QB controversy last week that we didn't talk about. Jacoby Brissett came in late in the game again. Second time this year that happened.
Mm-hmm. But did Andrew Luck throw or did he just hand off on Instagram?
He handed it off.
So he
had like 130 all-purpose yards last
year. Okay. All right. Okay. The Colts are very lucky. The Raiders have lost Amari Cooper. Supposedly, the Raiders hate Derek Carr. John Gruden is a moron.
Stupid. Hey, I thought you were the John Gruden apologist.
I do. I love him, but he's an idiot. Now, him being an idiot, like, what do you guys think about the Amari Cooper trade?
Cowboys way overpaid.
Yeah,
I agree.
Way overpaid.
It makes John Gruden not look as dumb for the Khalil Mack trade because now you can say like, oh, I got three first rounders for Khalil Mack and Amari Cooper, even though it's a little more complicated than that. That being said, the Raiders are in shambles. Derek Carr's gonna be a little scared because the Colts broke his leg. Like freaking
broke his leg though.
Like savages the last time they played. Mm-hmm. Derek Carr hasn't been the same.
That's right.
So the disgusting, dirty players of the Indianapolis Colts are gonna get a win here. So that's what it is. All right, we got two more games left before we get to the game of the week. We got Packers at Rams. The Packers got 32 votes. The Rams got 64 and somewhat of a blowout. You know what? I'm just going to go with my gut. Rams are at home. Packers have looked very shaky. I know Aaron Rodgers could light it up, and the Rams are due. That being said, they're not going to get their first loss this week. The Rams are going to play well. Sue and Donald are going to be up the middle, bothering Aaron Rodgers all friggin' day.
He's still coming back from that leg injury, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the Rams offense is going to be clicking and tricking. Rams are going to win. Cam, who do you got in this one?
I'm going to agree with you, man. Rams are undefeated. I mean, definitely the only undefeated team in the league right now. So, I mean, I feel like they're going to put a pounding on the Packers, to be honest. They're going to put up some numbers. So, going with the Rams, man.
They're going to pound the Packers.
Yes,
Zach,
sir.
Who do you got?
I'm going to go with the Rams as well. It's hard. It's a pretty easy one, I think. Todd Gurley running up and down the field. And then, like you said, you got Sue and Donald with Aaron. I mean, there's a mobile quarterback. Nobody's questioning that. But he's also coming back from that leg injury that he that he suffered in week one. So I think the Rams are going to take this one pretty easily.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, don't get me wrong. I want to see a close game. I would want to see Aaron Rodgers come at the end, though. But I don't know. We'll see.
And Dominic Sue's going to stomp on Aaron Rodgers' leg again.
Yeah, oh, talk about dirty players, oh, man. Thank God.
He's just passionate. He's not dirty.
Bobby knows about being dirty, huh?
I'm really
how many dirty. Eyes you poke, Bobby? How many eyes you poke?
I actually when didn't. You're blind? I never poked anybody's eye.
Bobby was more of a shover.
And well, what I would do is like on double teams, I'd be like, all right, you know, punch him like uppercuts with your inside hand, block with the outside hand.
Mm-hmm.
On slide protections, I'd punch them in the kidneys. I'd let people get up, and as soon as they get up, I'd lay them out. I mean, I was a dirty player. I'll admit it. Mm-hmm.
But he was smart with it, though. He would make the other player get in trouble. And he'd probably be like, I don't know what's going on. I didn't do anything.
Yeah. They didn't like me. All right.
But Polkanize is where you draw the line.
It just wasn't my move. I'm not against it. It just wasn't my move. All right. But this isn't the Is Bobby a Bad Person show. It's the Pickle show.
That would be a short show.
Game?
Yes.
Game.
Show over.
I'll freaking tell everybody where you are right now and get you on your discharge.
Yeah,
you don't know. You don't know where.
I'm freaking GPS. Anchor like gives me your location. Game of the week, a rematch of the Minnesota Miracle. It's in Minnesota again. But one of the wildest plays we've probably ever seen in our lives.
Yeah.
Saints. Got 56 votes on the road. The Vikings got 38. So the listeners go with Saints. They go with their recency bias. Cam, who you got in this one?
Dude, I'm going to have to go with the Saints as well, man. I feel like with Drew Brees, they're coming off a good lead.
Shut up, Drew Brees.
I'm telling you right now, man. I don't think they have an offense for the Vikings right now. And the defense is definitely still good. They still got rookie players still good in the DB field, so. Yeah, I'm going with the Saints on this one, man.
Okay. Zach, who do you got? All right, so we lost Zach for the last pick.
We'll pick for him.
Yeah. Zach, I picked the Vikings. Shut up, the Weeze. All right. Since we're on our last pick, we're not bringing him back. Get off my show, Zach. Okay, I'm going with the Vikings. I believe in the Vikings. They're at home. Kirk Cousins is good. I think the Saints are a tiny bit overrated. I think they're good. They played bad teams like the Browns, the Giants, and other teams. They lost to the Bucks.
And how do you feel offensively? I mean, do you feel like they're doing good offensively? I mean,
the Vikings or the Saints?
Well, just the Vikings. I feel like they're not clicking right now. They're not like last year pretty much, but I feel like they're
They're getting their groove. They've been playing against some lesser teams and beating up on them.
Yeah.
Adam Thielen is having the best seasons out of all the wide receivers so far this year. I love to see that. I love to see the white guys get some shine. And you know what the biggest factor is?
What?
Shut up, Dubois.
I'm telling you, man, this is going to be the rematch he wants so bad. So he's going to win it, man. Telling you, man, he wants it.
I think they all want it. Cam,
he wants it more. What do you mean?
All right, so screw Zach. I'll have to text him about his pick. He probably picked something stupid because that's just the way he is. I was gonna talk about Chad Kelly getting arrested.
Yeah, what happened with that actually?
Okay,
but just do a quick little run through.
Yeah, I just want to say don't judge him. What happened was he was drunk and he went into the wrong house and sat on the couch and the lady got her husband and her husband beat him with a vacuum cleaner hose and he was arrested and released by the Broncos.
Okay. All right.
Listen, I'm a big fan of not judging people. Like there might be some, like the nicest and most noble person you know might have done that before. Mm-hmm. Like a person that hosts Simple Man Radio might have done something similar to that before.
But do not judge them, ladies and gentlemen.
Do not judge. I have to tell the story because it made me think.
Yes, go ahead, man. I've been waiting for this.
All right, so New Year's like 5-6 years ago. Like I don't drink anymore. But I used to. we were in Orlando for New Year's, and it's like 10 o'clock before, and I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to make it to midnight. It's not good.
Got that look.
We're in Orlando, and then we're staying at my friend's apartment. We had like 10 people staying over there. So we make it to midnight. We get home, and all the people in the apartment locked their bathrooms because they didn't want people puking in their sinks and stuff. Understandable. So like 3 a.m, I have to pee. So what I do is I go outside. I go up one flight of stairs in the apartment complex and pee over the balcony. And then I just go into like apartment complexes, every floor looks the same.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. I go into the right room, just one flight of stairs up,
mm-hmm.
and fell asleep on the couch and was woken up to a dog barking, and the police putting me in handcuffs, and I was in like this like college girl's house.
Oh my god! Were you at a friend's place that stayed in that area, that apartment?
Yeah, the apartment right, just the one right below. So like, mm-hmm. imagine like you're this like, I don't know, like 5'5" like college girl, and this 6'7" man is just sleeping on your couch, and your dog's barking at him, and he won't wake up, like. Can you imagine how scary?
Oh my god! I'll walk. I'd be like, who is this big giant?
I was like a follower. I didn't get. She didn't press charges.
What happened when you were you still like 350? Were you still kind of big back then?
No, it was when I got skinny.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But still, like the cops, like put me in handcuffs, and they're like, "What the hell are you doing here?" I was like, It's an accident. I'm supposed to be one floor down. Like, my bad. I'm in 207, not 307.
The friends didn't come fucking help. I mean, freaking help you.
Well, it was 4 o'clock in the morning.
Oh yeah.
And then real quick, I want to put the story real quick. When we got St. Olaf, when I was rooming with our friend Keller.
Oh yes.
I went downstairs in the dorm to get Gatorades for us. And. It was probably like 1 o'clock in the morning, and we always would like lock each other out of the room with a joke, and then like after like mm-hmm. 5 seconds, let the other person in. Mm-hmm. And so, but the elevators would mess up, so it pissed me off, and it pissed me off on the wrong floor, but I don't notice I'm on the wrong floor, and it's actually the girls' floor. It's like 1 o'clock in the morning, so I go to where my room would be, and I like go to open the door, and the door's locked, and I was like, "Come on, let me in."
And I'm like, I bet they were so scared.
I was banging on the door, like, "Let me in!" And then I was like, "I'm gonna drink your Gatorade."
Oh my! I bet they were just like, "Oh my god, who is that?
Why does he want our Gatorade?"
I don't even have any Gatorade.
I'm just like, and it was a small school, so I had a pretty recognizable voice. I'm like just beating on the door, like, "Let me in. I'm gonna drink your Gatorade."
They're like, "Beck, go ahead and give him some Gatorade. I don't have Gatorade."
It's that Big Bob kid. Then I realized what floor I was on and ran away because I felt really stupid. So, like I said, don't judge people. It can happen to the best of us. Literally, mm-hmm. the best of us.
but not really though. Not the best, but good guys though. Good guys.
The best. All right. Okay. Let's just do standings real quick, a rundown. I'm in first. We won't talk about the record because Zach's not with us.
What?
All right. Last place is Cam, 22-29 after a 7-2 week 7.
Wow.
And second to last is Zach with a 23-28. And tied for second to last is the listeners with 23-28. And first place is me, 24-27. I'm a champion. Water always finds its level. All right, let's end the show. See you guys on Monday. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up. Churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank. Fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty, except for one man still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago, somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turn.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.